The first odd thing about the new movie, I Heart Huckabees, is its title. The studio has asked critics not to refer to it as I Love Huckabees, even though that's the way you would normally read the heart symbol on, say, a bumper sticker. And things are just as offbeat on screen, with a comic plot that involves existential detectives. Bob Mondello says their investigation leads to places not usually explored in mainstream movies.
Albert is an environmental activist who wants to prevent a Huckabee's department store from turning his favorite marsh into a parking lot. But that's not why he contacts an existential detective agency. Albert is hoping they can unlock the answers to life's bigger questions. And they do plunge right in, Lily Tomlin's investigator, by putting Albert's life under metaphysical surveillance, Dustin Hoffman's philosopher, by showing him a visual representation of all the energy in the universe by moving his hands around under a blanket.
What's outside this blanket?
More blankets, that's the point.
Blankets everything.
Exactly, this is everything, okay? Let's just say that this is me, right? And I'm, 60-odd years old, and I'm wearing a gray suit, blah, blah, blah. And let's say over here, this is you, and you're, I don't know, you're 21, you've got dark hair, etc. And over here, this is Vivian, my wife and colleague. And then over here, this is the Eiffel Tower, right? It's Paris. And this is a war, and this is a museum, and this is a disease, and this is an orgasm, and this is a hammer.
Everything is the same, even if it's different.
Exactly.
Got that? Well, if the methods of these existential detectives seem strange, they're nothing compared to the ones used by I Heart Huckabee's director, David O. Russell. He combines quantum physics with Zen, heading off in so many directions I'm not even going to try to offer a roadmap. Suffice it to say that he's given everything in the movie an opposite. Tree-hugging Albert versus a slick Huckabee's executive. Consumerism versus idealism. Meaning versus futility. And soothing blanket theory versus the slamming the rubber ball in your face theory.
Now.
Albert tries this technique out with an existentially questing firefighter played by Mark Wahlberg.
Did you get it?
Yeah, you stopped thinking.
Yes, it's fantastic.
It's like I'm here, but I'm not. So I'm not here. It's just. I don't know. Do it one more time.
I Heart Huckabees comes across as a mischievous intellectual farce, more than a little scattered, but enormous fun to try to piece together. It has a lot in common with some other recent out-there comedies, say Being John Malkovich, ones that fracture reality and offer actors a chance to go really weird places. Here we see French sex symbol Isabelle Huppert making love in a muddy bog as she talks about nothingness, tough guy Mark Wahlberg getting all sentimental while defending the Lost Boys of Sudan from the petroleum industry, and Jude Law and Naomi Watts debating celebrity and the less-than-fabulous sex lives of the rich and gorgeous.
We're not going to discuss
this
right now.
We're private about our 7 minutes of heaven.
It's longer than that, darling.
8 minutes of heaven. It's not quality, it's quantity.
Quantity may seem the movie's strongest suit, since I Heart Huckabees throws so many ideas at the audience, but quality's there too, in the performances and the timing of the intellectual slapstick. There will be viewers who wish that Russell could play with emotions as casually as he does with ideas, but frankly, the sight of Tomlin and Hoffman dashing through sprinklers and diving into garbage cans makes up for a lot. I Heart Huckabees may not get around to actually engaging the heart, but it sure gives the brain a workout. And the funny bone. I'm Bob Mondello.